Sure. So we're, you know, we see ourselves as a trusted partner to the healthcare organizations across the country. Today, you know, we do business with about 15,000 healthcare organizations. You know, we've been doing business, you know, for 30 plus years in the healthcare space, more significantly in the last 10. And we're probably doing business with, you know, somewhere between 85% and 90% of all hospitals in the U.S. today. So, you know, we try and carefully track and analyze, you know, market developments, and clearly patient engagement has been a big, you know, a big topic. And to your point, there's a lot of different viewpoints on it. I think, you know, a lot of the issue about the rise of the engagement model is, I think, it come to fruition where the model for care from fee for service to pay for performance. I think that's, you know, a pretty significant component as far as, you know, how engaged are your patients going to be. It's going to clearly correlate with a lot of care outcomes, and as we're looking at it, it's going to really impact providers' bottom lines as they're being, you know, more increasingly compensated for outcomes. So I think, you know, those were a couple of the, you know, just say drivers that we looked at for why we wanted to conduct the study. We wanted to take a closer look at patient engagement, not just from the patient side, but also from the provider perspectives, and look at, you know, where those two groups might be aligned and where they might be you know, misaligned. Looking at what kind of motivations or perceptions were there, and then looking at, you know, quite honestly, how technology can act as a bridge towards, you know, creating a better bond or a higher engagement level between a patient and a provider.